This is a test transmission from Heart 106.2, relaying live New York's WPLJ, voted America's number one adult radio station.
Does London really need another radio station? Yesterday there were around a dozen citywide broadcasters filling the capital's ears with everything from jazz to Greek. This morning, another one jostled its way onto the dial, Heart FM. It's got Cara Noble, Chris Tarrant's former sidekick, but has it got what it takes to survive? Liz Wickham reports on the war of the wavelengths.
It's 7 o'clock on Tuesday, the 5th of September, 1995. Welcome to London's brand new radio station, Heart 106.2.
The promise is always that the more media we have, the more choice we have. And as Heart FM took flight with the sound of Simply Red this morning, it knew just which audience it was after.
The solid core of people, I don't really get everything concentrated for them, which is what we're doing. We're aiming at the 25-year to 45-year-old people.
But then that's also true of Capital and Virgin. In fact, Cara Noble has defected from Capital to come here, hoping to bring some fans with her. So what's new?
It is different. It's different because we sort of share it, don't we, darling?
It's about your foot massage now.
Kiss. 100%.
The new Melody FM.
JFM. London News. 97.
Superficial chatter aside, it seems Londoners end up with a huge proliferation of stations and very little choice. Capital, Virgin and Heart are all after the same advertising, so is there enough money to go round?
Once you've got your revenues coming through, once you've covered your costs, it's a very profitable business, and with those sorts of revenues it's actually quite difficult to lose money in the radio industry.
One thing the 25 to 45 year age group can't stand are badly made ads. So the great thing about having three channels that are almost the same is that when the ads come on, you can channel hop. In Radio Land, this is Liz Wickham for London Tonight.
Heart 106.2.